All right, so we should say there is still a lot of uncertainty surrounding the COVID relief bill, which includes funding for two new museums in Washington, D.C. If it does become a reality, one of those museums will be the Smithsonian National Museum of the American Latino.
This museum is something that Cristela Alonso has been pushing for. During a trip to Washington, Cristela, who's a comedian and activist, saw a lack of Latino representation in the museums.
And I hate it, because I know we've done more than that. So much that we see about the Latino community in the media is depicted by news stories, but we don't have enough stories that just tell you basic facts of what we've contributed to this country.
Last year, Senator Bob Menendez co-sponsored a bill to create the museum. That legislation quickly received bipartisan support.
We have often faced the sting of discrimination, and being able to tell the story, I think, creates a whole different perspective for American society, not just for Latino children who walk through the museum, but for all children to understand that their neighbors, friends, and school chums are actually part of a long history in America.
It will likely take years before this museum opens, but Cristela Alonso hopes that the contributions of the Bracero program are recognized. That was the agreement that allowed Mexicans to work in the U.S. during World War II.
This country survived and got by because of certain people, certain communities that some people think might be the problem, when in fact, we were the solution.
Congress also approved a museum dedicated to women's history, and the Smithsonian Institution says it looks forward to building both.